Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. If you're looking to put strategy into action and dive into hands-on tactics that will drive your business forward, you've come to the right place. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of effectively running A/B tests for marketing channels to improve strategies and increase ROI.
Hi there. I'm Chris Spanier, founder of Carpe Diem Consulting Group, and welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, where our mission is to help businesses like yours implement effective marketing plans every single day. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into the world of A/B testing. If you're looking to improve your marketing strategies and boost your ROI, then this is definitely something that can help you. As a former teacher was fond of telling us, if you're spending more than 10 minutes debating something, stop immediately and go do something to get smarter. Then come back and make your decision. Well, A/B testing is a powerful technique that allows you to do just that. It allows us to compare two versions of a web page, marketing campaign, or email to see which one performs better. A/B testing is all about experimentation and gathering data to make informed decisions. As marketers, we need to constantly optimize our strategies to ensure we're delivering the best experiences to our audience. That's where A/B testing comes in. The insights you can gain can be game-changing for your business. By comparing two different versions of your webpage or campaign, you can identify what elements are resonating with your target audience and what can be improved. It allows you to make data-driven decisions based on real user behavior, rather than relying on guesswork or assumptions. Let's turn to the practical side of things. How do you actually set up an A/B test? Well, the first step is to clearly define your objectives. What do you want to achieve with this test? Is it increasing conversion rates, improving open rates, or something else? Once you have a clear goal in mind, you can start building your test. Next, you need to identify what elements you want to test. It could be anything from the headline of a web page to the color of a call to action button. Remember, the changes you make should be specific and measurable, so that you can accurately measure the impact of each variation. Once you've decided on the elements to test, it's time to create your variations. This means creating two or more versions of your webpage, email, or campaign, each with a different variation of the element you're testing. Whenever possible, try to test only one element at a time. Otherwise, it will be difficult to determine which change actually led to the difference in performance. Now that you have your variations ready, it's time to split your traffic between them. This is done by using a randomizer or special software that will divide your audience evenly between the different versions. Your website platform, email system, or other marketing tools will often have this feature available, so look for and leverage it. The key here is to ensure that the split is truly random and unbiased, so that your results are reliable. Once your test is live, it's important to give it enough time to gather sufficient data. The duration of your test will depend on the amount of traffic you're receiving and the magnitude of the change you're testing. As a general rule of thumb, aim for at least a few weeks to get a statistically significant sample size. While your test is running, make sure to monitor the results closely. Keep an eye on key metrics like conversion rates, bounce rates, and engagement levels. This will help you identify which version is performing better and, as a result, make informed decisions about your marketing strategies. Once your test has reached statistical significance and you've gathered enough data, it's time to analyze the results. Look for patterns, trends, and statistical significance to determine which version outperformed the other. This is where the real insights come into play. You might discover that a simple change in the color of a button can have a significant impact on conversions, or that a different headline can greatly improve click-through rates. Based on your analysis, you can now make data-driven decisions to refine your marketing strategies. Implement the winning variation and monitor how it affects your key metrics over time. Finally, remember that A/B testing is an ongoing process. Don't be afraid to iterate and experiment with new variations to continuously improve your results. Who knew that data and marketing could work so well together?
In today's episode, we delved into the world of A/B testing and marketing channels, discovering effective strategies to boost ROI. Stay tuned for more insightful discussions in future episodes. Thanks for tuning in to the Practical Actionable Marketing Podcast, the go-to resource for busy professionals looking to boost their marketing efforts in just a few minutes. We can't wait to have you join us again for our next episode. And don't forget to subscribe and share. We'll see you soon.